but you gave me life, because you're the life I was dying, but you gave your life for me. How I love you. You are the one. You are the one. How I love you. You are the one for me. Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King. By the time we're done, she might not like it so much. My Father's own Son, the Savior of men, once wandered on earth as the poorest of them. But now he is pleading our pardon on high, that we may be his when he comes by and by. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King. I once was an outcast, stranger on earth, a sinner by choice and an alien by birth. But I've been adopted, my name's written down, an heir to a mansion, a robe and a crown. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King. A tent or a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I may sing all glory to God. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King.
Sometimes there are little music lessons going on up here, so that's why a lot of times I'll be looking at her. I cannot read a speck of music. But I do know when the note is hollow, it's longer than when it's solid. And I do know that when there's a dot by it, it's longer than something else. So I don't, but that means nothing to me other than I have to catch it from her. So whatever, I don't know. So if you read music, praise the Lord, you are a fortunate person. Hallelujah. Does anybody have a request? Brian.
Sitting at the piano at home.
Sure.
But that was a favorite of his, and my dad has passed away over 10 years ago now, but it's a blessing to have a Christian earthly father.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I miss him a lot, but that's such a good memory to remember how my dad would sit at the piano at home and play and sing, and that was one of his favorites.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. If Jesus goes with me. Didn't you do that just recently? It's been a while, but I never heard it until I heard it here. But I mean, you know these words because you know the song. This is the first for me. I like this. A friend who gives me joy and peace, a friend who will prevail. That is good stuff, folks. That is good stuff. A friend when sickness lays me low, a friend when death draws near, a friend as through the veil I go, a friend to help and cheer. I like that. A friend when home at last. I like that last one. A friend when death is past. That I'm thinking of these words as you're reading them, so thank you for singing them. But that's a good song. Have you ever done that? Did you know that song?
We just did it probably when you were gone.
Must have been when I was gone. That's a good song. Thank you for doing that. Make a big deal out of it, and you guys all know it. That's a good song. Should we do 387? I don't know it real well. So I might be all over the country on a 387. If gently in the valley where countless dangers hide, it may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It may be I must carry the blessed word of life across the burning deserts to those in sinful strife. And though it be my lot to bear my colors there, if Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. But if it be my portion to bear my cross at home, while others bear their burdens beyond the billow's foam, I'll prove my faith in him, confess his judgments fair. And if he stays with me, I'll stay anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. Heaven to me, wherever I may be, if he is there, I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. It is not mine to question the judgments of my Lord, it is but mine to follow the leadings of his word. But if to go or stay, or whether here or there, I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. 'Tis heaven to me wherever I may be, if he is there. I count it a privilege here, his cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. I hope that's true in our lives. If Jesus goes with me, he said he'll never leave or forsake me, so he's with me.
Yeah.
If he is there, oh yeah. I like the last part of the last verse. I'll be with my Savior content anywhere. You know, Paul said he had learned to be content in whatever circumstance he was in. And we don't do that. We just don't do that. We don't be content in our circumstances so often. We fuss and fume and fret about this and fret about that. I just think it'd be a whole lot easier if we could just learn to be content in whatever circumstance. And that follows right along with what he was teaching this morning. I was telling Pastor this morning about, it was actually this afternoon, because I didn't have any idea you went over. I guess you didn't go over. You went just as long as you belong. But it was interesting to me how Sunday school led right into church this morning. I mean, so many things that we were talking about in Sunday school, to me, carried right into his sermon this morning. And I was telling him that during one of the times when people were talking about different things, I almost mentioned about Joseph and how he told his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And that was basically one of the main topics of his sermon this morning. And it's just interesting how God takes, he just takes these things that we do and he ties them all together and says, "Do you see how I'm working out in your lives my precious handiwork?" You know, it's just, to me, it just is a beautiful thing. And I just am so glad that God tapped me on the shoulder a few years back and said, "George, I want you to follow me." And I said, "Yes, hallelujah." Life has just gotten so much better since that time. It's just been exciting walking with the Lord.
I had a dream the other night that we were looking at the wedding pictures of Annette and James, but their names weren't Annette and James. It was Surma and Emma, and their last name was Mount. And when I was telling Prima, it's like, "Sermon Emma Mount." It's like Sermon on the Mount.
It's interesting how God just takes these coincidences in our lives and weaves them into such a beautiful tapestry. And I'm sure every one of us here today could tell about part of that tapestry. So anyway, but God is just so good. He just is so good. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus is risen from the dead.
Sing hallelujah.
see.